I mean, it feels great. You know, my teammates and coaches are making it really easy for me to get acclimated quickly. And, you know, the more I understand the plays and how we play here, it's just going to be more fun on the court.
You had a fair impact on the game the other night, but for the team in general going forward, do you feel like you can make a big difference to this setup?
Yeah, I really believe so. You know, the things they need from me are pretty simple, really. And if I bring the effort and continue to get in better shape, you know, I think I can have a big impact in the long run.
How long does it take to really gel with a new team? Because you're coming into a team setup now. How long do you reckon it takes to really gel with everyone?
I mean, in my experience, when it's a whole bunch of new guys, it takes a lot longer. But this is a group of guys that have played together for a long time. They're all unselfish, and the way they play is really clear. So it makes it easier for me to understand how to play with them. So I really think, you know, hopefully see big strides each game.
Yeah, even something simple as learning everyone's name. Have you done that yet?
I'm getting there. But that helps a lot, because when you want to yell at someone on the court and you don't know their name, puts you at a disadvantage.
What was it like when someone had the ball and you didn't know their name? What did you kind of yell at them to try to get their attention?
Eye contact? I don't know.
What were your focus points going in? You said it was going to be simple. So what are the things at the moment that you're doing just to try to slowly work your way in rather than trying to just do too much?
You know, defense is always big, and that's an area where I don't have to know names to be vocal. I know the calls. I know how we want to play defense. So that's the easiest way to make an impact. I know they've been needing some help on the boards. So those are, you know, that's effort, big guy stuff. And then, you know, the more I get comfortable with the plays, and I'm almost there with the names, the other stuff will come.
Is it exciting going to having a significant role within the team coming up? Like, instead of coming off the bench and in other leagues where you've been, and other teams where you've been, to now playing a lot of basketball?
Are you saying, is that new for me?
Is it exciting? No,
that's
you're coming to be the man. You're coming here to be the man for them, sort of thing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, this happened so fast, I didn't totally grasp, I guess, the opportunity or what was going on with the team. And as I learned, you know, I'm just excited to be a part of something and, you know, something special like this group, you know, the way they play.
How do you feel about the schedule? Like, you come from a system where you play a lot of games, you don't train a lot. Here, it's a bit of a switch. You might be playing just the one game a week.
Yeah, I'm still getting used to it. You know, today's practice is something you probably rarely see in the NBA unless you had a couple days before a game. And, you know, it's just a different format, but it keeps us sharp.
In terms of the training we just saw, that highlight reel will be pretty good for the telly tonight. You let loose on a few slams. Is that just how you train?
Yeah, I mean, I like to always go hard because that's going to be your edge in the game. I think you guys got lucky, though. I saved it for the end. Had a couple of mishaps before you got there, but should look good.
An experience like you, do you see his quality and just how good he is shooting-wise, passing-wise, and things like that as well?
Yeah. I mean, he's unbelievably quick. You know, watching film today was hilarious because, I mean, he's just dropping people coming off screens. Mm-hmm. People can't keep up with him. So, you know, it's great to have him on my team. Mm-hmm.